Thursday bullet points for today. O'Reilly has been factored out. Chaffetz is out too. The shattered revelations continue from that new book. A little test. Are you a victim? We'll have that. Ann Coulter banned in Berkeley, plus so much more on the program today. Kyle Melendez and Figaro, Jason Hayes, Brian Crabtree, and Ivy is here with her unique insight and ideas about just about everything. So sit tight, get a pencil, get your knickers on, and fill up your coffee. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And welcome to it on this Thursday. A big bombshell leveled across the world of television news, cable news in particular. Bill O'Reilly's been the king of cable news for more than 15 years, but today, the Fox News Channel firebrand is out. O'Reilly, by far the biggest star in cable news, and his shocking and sudden exit comes amid a flurry of allegations. Just that, allegations that he has been involved in numerous sexual harassment situations that the network was forced to address. The New York Times reported April 1st that 21st Century Fox had paid at least $13 million to five women who accused O'Reilly of sexual harassment during his time at the network. As a result, advertisers fled the program in droves over the past couple of weeks. As many as 90 companies pulled commercials from the O'Reilly Factor, and O'Reilly himself fled to Italy for a so-called vacation. He was photographed on Wednesday shaking the Pope's hand, but even divine intervention wasn't enough to stop his amazing fall from grace. Fox News moved quickly to fill the gaping hole in its primetime lineup starting Monday. Tucker Carlson will move to the coveted 8 o'clock spot, according to all reports. The 5 will relocate to 9, so it'll be 5 at 9, I suppose. Sean Hannity will remain where he is, happy at 10 o'clock. It is the third high-profile loss for Fox in recent memory. Megyn Kelly, who followed the O'Reilly Factor for quite a period of time, left the network following another high-profile sexual harassment investigation involving Roger Ailes, the director of news there. Ailes forced out of Fox 9 months ago. Kelly exited in December and accepted a new position with NBC News. She's not yet been on the network, but indications are that she's going to take over the latter part of the Today Show, beginning at 9 in the morning, going head-to-head with Kelly Ripa. Whatever, I'll never see it, and I don't care. This will bring pleasure to the other cable news providers like CNN and MSNBC, who have lived in O'Reilly's ratings shadow for a decade and a half. O'Reilly has dominated news ratings since shortly after 9/11. In fact, his show, according to the most recent numbers, brought in somewhere on the order of $200 million a year to the network. $200 million in ad revenue per year. Stunning amount of money. His was an incredible run for sure. It does prove, however, that no matter who you are, no matter how untouchable you think you may be, you are never too big to fall. In fact, the decision to drop O'Reilly comes just a few months after he signed a $20 million per year contract. No word yet on how much money Fox may have to put into O'Reilly's pocket to pull out of the current contract. But stay tuned, because I am quite sure of one thing. The 67-year-old O'Reilly will surface somewhere, and it won't take too long for someone to figure out he has the star power to draw an incredible audience, which he does, and he will be back. Ivy, you said that you were reading Deneen Borelli here, I don't know, yesterday, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Regular contributor here to the program. I think you kind of sided with her. You're like, what has he been convicted of? What has he done? Has he been charged with something? He's been allegations, and they paid off money. But from what I heard of the allegations, I'll give you this. A lot of talk. He wasn't getting handsy, from what I can tell, with people. He wasn't grabbing people. It wasn't, you know.
I don't know what he is guilty of or what he did, but.
None of us are. Nobody knows.
I just feel like it's, you know, if you are accused of something, then, and you're in the public spotlight, then you
get have the a right. Boot.
Yeah, you get the boot.
Yeah. Which, so here's the thing. All it takes is an allegation. So I'm working here.
He didn't get, there was no evidence that he's guilty of something, and he's been, you know.
Well, the old saying, of course, the higher up the flagpole you go, the more of your butt is exposed, mm-hmm. and people take shots at you, you know. And here he is. Of course he's a target. He's making $20, $25 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be back, I think.
I believe so, too, but it's just...
It bothers you.
It does bother me, because we do live in a society and a country that allows us to, you know, be not guilty until you're proven otherwise. So, I mean, I just think that's wrong, because anybody can say anything about anyone, and I feel like...
And destroy them.
And destroy them.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
And it can be completely unfounded.
Okay. What are your thoughts? 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We'll see what happens with Bill O'Reilly. He will end up somewhere, because some small network will pick him. Why wouldn't you? I mean, if him and Glenn Beck could work together, and I don't think they could, but if they could, The Blaze, Glenn Beck's little pet project television network that has, you know, not a lot of quality stuff around it. But you look who's out there now. You get Bill O'Reilly floating around. Tommy mm-hmm. Lahren, she got booted from The Blaze for making comments on The View about abortion and her being pro-choice. I mean, there's some core things you could build a network around, and O'Reilly will bring people with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was at the height. He was getting almost 4 million viewers a night as of a week or two ago. So, I mean, that kind of... Somebody's not going to ignore that.
No, and I'm actually really surprised that they booted him like that, because I think he is the flagship of Fox
There's no
News.
Question. He was the face, the voice, the and you know, I heard CNN this morning, because they're all gleeful. I guarantee you, it's CNN and MSNBC. They were drinking last night.
Yeah, big smiles,
heavily.
And pointing fingers.
Yeah, because now they have a chance to compete, but. Don't count Tucker Carlson out quite yet. His performance in the ratings has been spectacular, and his work at 8 o'clock might surprise a lot of folks. We'll keep an eye on that. Another big surprise, just another bombshell, Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, chairman of the Key House Oversight Committee, announcing out of the blue he will not seek re-election in 2018 and plans to return to the private sector. No reason given. In fact, he stressed that he did not have ulterior motives for making the decision, and he may run for office again at some point. For those who would speculate otherwise, here's his quote. Let me be clear that I have no ulterior motives. I am healthy. I am confident I will continue to be reelected by large margins. I have the full support of Speaker Ryan to continue as chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. That said, I've made a personal decision to return to the private sector. I wonder what's really going on. It's highly irregular, I'll just say that. It does happen. We saw our own Mike Rogers from Michigan make a similar decision here a couple of years ago to pursue a radio career. I wonder if he regrets that decision, Mike Rogers. Should have him on the program at some point and ask him about that. It is 14 after on a busy Thursday, to say the least. A lot to talk about. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.